Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, Inside the Foul podcast brings you a special edition of the All-Star Week with opinions and perspectives of three best friends. And if you don't like that call, we've got three words for you. You're out of here. We are your hosts, three blind guys, Chris, Rupert, and Ethan.
I was going to say, if you don't like it, we'll just minus you an inch and give the other guy the win.
Ooh, we starting quick with the talk about. Man, honestly, though,
I felt bad for him.
I did too. But Brent Rooker lost by less than an inch. Why did we go to distance? The guys both hit 17. Like, that's my thing. Why does the length matter?
I thought it was always a swing off if they were tied. I didn't know we were going to measurements.
They changed the rules. It used to be a swing off.
This year they said they changed a lot of rules, but like, good God, they changed so many rules, like the way the first round was played instead of bracket style.
Yeah.
Which I don't like that. I really, really don't. Like, bracket style felt better to me as we get a definitive winner. And plus baseball tournaments. Come on, like, let's do it right. Like,
I didn't like the 40 pitches in 3 minutes. That was kind of odd because I'm going to be honest.
Most of them were only getting through 40 in that amount of time. Some of them left pitches on the table.
I'm old. Okay, go back to the 10 outs and let them hit as many as they want. You know?
They're trying to speed it up.
I know, but it's the home run derby. There's no speeding it up. Just slow it down. Let them. If it's 4 hours, cool. Let it be 4 hours. I don't care.
Yeah, but what if it becomes an 8-hour thing and it's just swing
hallelujah
after swing?
I will be there all 8 hours with joy.
You might be, but the people with you won't be.
I don't know. Elizabeth was getting annoyed because she wanted fireworks.
Listen, not everybody's like you, Chris, and can take a week off to go to the All-Star game.
Don't even get me started with those. I got to go pick up my hat.
Oh, you got to go pick up your hat?
Yeah, a buddy of mine went to the Future Star game, and he sends me pictures. I said, how fast can I cash up you money? That's the real question.
Did you get one of the actual, like, All-Star
hats? No, because those were hideous. I'll have to show it to you.
I like the All-Star Yankees one. It looks kind of nice.
I didn't like the stupid, like, line up here that was stitched in.
Why? It kind of looked cool.
I'm picky with hats. It's just like the July 4th one. It looked cool until Rupert pointed out the rope stitched in on the brim. There's a American flag rope stitched in right here, and it is hideous.
It is.
I mean, if it wasn't a red, white, and blue rope, I'd say it's cool because I actually have one of those hats with like the rope across it. But
none of the other part of the hat is that color.
No, I agree because the one I have is all black with a black rope across. It's kind of cool.
Yeah, see, that would be cool.
But no, I get it. My thing is, I'm just glad that they got to wear their jerseys.
Okay, so
again,
now that y'all brought that up, I kind of liked it, but I didn't like it.
Don't tell me you were a fan of the All-Star jerseys and matching.
No, I wish it had kind of like something added to it to make it look like an All-Star jersey. Because depending on what side they threw from, the All-Star patch was on the other side. So that's why I'm like, you know,
I mean, some of those All-Star uniforms in the past didn't look bad with all of them wearing them, but
yeah,
some of them got outrageous.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. I didn't really like this year's at all with the, because there were some players that wore it like during the home run derby and things like that. So you could see them.
But you couldn't tell what team they were from if you didn't recognize the player.
No, because it was just one solid color with a small. And I didn't like the lowercase ALNL. Like, that that was kind of weird to me. Like, not, like, so weird, but kind of almost disrespectful kind of thing, you know? It's National League, American League. It's not lowercase nothing.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about the All-Star Derby and Rupert's pick breaking windows outside of the ballpark. Okay.
Did he really break?
First of all, no one said he was my pick except for the two of y'all.
He's your favorite center fielder.
Okay, I don't know why he was in it, but this year's derby had only two home run hitters.
Yeah.
Everybody else was known for more contact, especially the god dang Yankee player that thinks he can hit home runs. I don't know why he's got 17 this year. And I'm only starting on this because somebody was like, oh, why is Matt Olson in it?
No.
Trade him.
Okay, no.
I was going to say, that wasn't me.
Hold on.
I will tell you why I said trade him. You can't put on Hank's number and come up short.
They were all wearing Hank's number.
No, we wasn't. Just the Braves were.
No.
Yeah, no.
Most of them were wearing t-shirts that had Hank's number on them.
Oh, no. Everyone on their jerseys had their actual number on the back.
Yes, but if you watch back the Home Run Derby, they're all wearing t-shirts that have 44 on them.
I'm good with that, but you can't come up short.
But, I mean, so he might have come up short in the Home Run Derby, but when we go to cover the All-Star game, he did his thing.
No, he did his job. I just expected him to get out the damn first round. Okay.
I mean, it's a pool play first round.
Listen, yeah. And the worst part is the guy that got beat, who should have been in it, over Cal Raleigh, got beat by an inch. Come on.
Yeah.
I'll take that. Come on.
I was expecting him to. I wanted the three-way tie so I could have a three-way swing off. That's actually that's all I wanted.
Listen, I'm with Rupert to the point that, this home run derby was so disappointing on the guys they picked because they're not home run hitters. Can they make a flashy home run O'Neill Cruz? Absolutely. But are they going to continue it all season like Cal Raleigh? No. This home run derby was a joke. Now, I will say, I like the idea that next year is in Philadelphia. If Kyle Schwarber doesn't do it and he's still playing next year, I want him in the home run derby next year.
It'll probably be Bryce, though.
Yeah.
You think it'd be Harper over Schwarber?
Yeah.
But Schwarber's a better long ball hitter anyway.
Yes, but you also got to look back at the history. Everyone that participates in the home run derby, their swings suck for the first month after.
Yeah.
That's another reason why I was kind of okay with Jazz being like, hey, I didn't want to change my swing. I wanted to see what I could do with, my line drive hits, which we see only got him 3, which is why he only hit 17 on the season so far.
I mean, that's the same amount as Matt Olson at this point in the season.
Fair. But it looked like Olson kind of changed his swing angle a little bit. He was still long through the zone.
I think he was just trying to get that launch angle, but I don't know. I now thinking about it, do you think Baldwin would have done better?
No.
Oh,
dang it. I was fine with Olson being in it.
I just want to see a Brave player win it in my lifetime. Okay, that's still. I think that's why I'm salty.
I feel like your best bet was when Ronald announced he was in it, and then when Ronald said he couldn't do it. It was over.
Yeah.
Y'all's chances of winning it were down.
No, I'd rather see no Braves in it.
We're already bad. Why not? So this year, that's the only reason I was happy for.
It don't matter if they're bad, good, coming off World Series. The swing, because they change it to get the angle, always messes them up for the first month in the second half. I'd rather them make contact in a regular game that means something than a home run derby.
That is true.
I will say, though, the home run derby, this year, I can understand, why Brent Rooker was so upset, because for a lot of these players in this home run derby in particular, a lot of them are not million-dollar players. You had James Wood on a rookie deal, Caminero on a rookie deal. Jazz is on the last year of his deal that he had with Miami, which wasn't a whole lot of money. Yeah, he's making $1 million, but an extra $1 million bonus would have been nice. So there were multiple players in this that still aren't making, and I think O'Neill Cruz isn't making $1 million. So that bonus would have been nice for him. So there is incentive for them to win the home run derby.
The thing with the home run derby is it's just publicity. It gives them something to do. It's like a skills challenge. But if you're going to do home run derbies, go back to how it was in the 90s where you had
10 ounce.
No, not that. I'm talking about just the hitter wise. You had Mark McGwire doing them, Jose Canseco doing it, Sammy Sosa. I think Bonds did it.
Yeah.
He did.
Because I know they showed the last time they were in Atlanta. It was Griffey, Sosa, Chipper. Who is the Giambi? And like three others. And I'm like, wow. And Barry did commentating with Chris Berman. I'm like, that's a lineup right there. This lineup, I will say, okay. I know y'all been talking about Junior a lot this year. I just, you know, I'm kind of a fan, you know. The real question is, does he stay in Tampa? You know? But I will say.
No, he won't stay in Tampa. Yeah. Tampa's got the history of, hey, you came up, you're a big name now, bye-bye.
Hey, they got a new owner. He's willing to spend money. He wants to win.
He also wants to keep him in Tampa.
Well, that's another subject. But I will say, I didn't think Britt Rooker had that much power in him, okay? Just because I don't watch a lot of Oakland games.
I was pleasantly surprised. Because
when they play your...
It's past my bedtime.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've seen more A's games this year than Chris has.
I mean, that's not saying much.
But I understand why he's upset.
Yeah.
I feel like it shouldn't have gone to decimals. You should have let it be a swing off, period. Because my thing is, as a hitter, okay, and correct me if I'm wrong here, because I could be wrong. If I hit a ball and I hit it as hard as I can, I don't control how far that ball goes.
Correct.
I just know that I hit the ball and I hit it as hard as I can. Okay. So my thought is, if a guy cannot control an extra inch, let it be a swing off.
Yes.
Because most guys can't control an extra inch.
Those are also rejected distance.
Yeah. Oh, they're not exact. Well, yeah.
No, but... You gotta look at it. So this year they did pool play, basically. Yeah. With it being tournament style. All right. If you're tied at the end of pool play, usually for a baseball tournament, it's head-to-head.
Right.
So that's what it did. How's the best way to determine head-to-head? In a home run derby situation.
It's swing-off.
Distance.
Well, yes, but... If I hit the same amount you hit, again, you don't control the distance any more than I do.
No, but why would you do a swing off in a situation like that?
I mean, I understand the time restraints on that.
Not even with the time restraints.
I just feel like we should go back to, you know, the three swings. Whoever gets the most home runs in three swings, that's your definitive winner of the swing off.
But here's the thing. Say you advance. Those three swings might be it. So the next round you might hit zero.
Yeah, okay. But, okay. And not to discredit that, and this is not to sound argumentative, but at the same time, like, I feel like the analytics ruined that portion of the game because you took it out of the guy's hand to make a definitive answer as to whether or not he could beat the other guy. They tied.
Yeah, they tied. Everyone's admitted they tied. It was just a projected distance. Because there's no way they can figure out how far any of those home run balls went that fast.
No, and even with StatCast... You know, with all these machines and cameras and angles and stuff, it's not 100%. But I also feel like statistics have kind of taken too much from the game of baseball. Yes, they can be value added, but I feel like they've taken too much from the game that we rely on them.
Yeah.
Every sport relies on them now. Honestly, it's just the new era.
Yeah.
With all the technology we have.
You know who surprised me too. Okay, and the only reason I bring up your center fielder is I didn't think he could hit that much.
I knew he could hit hard.
I knew he could hit hard, but I didn't think he could hit that many. I honestly didn't think he was... I will say, I had him, Jazz, Olsen, and Buxton not making it past the first round.
So
I was highly surprised.
Let me ask you something, because this is something that I'm intrigued by. Why do you think we're seeing such success from tall, and I don't want to say it like this, but tall, skinny players compared to your big, muscly guys like Cal and, you know, guys who have a little more to them.
I think it would be better to say lanky.
Fair. Because they're not really skinny. Like they're,
no. They're that's why I'm like, I think lanky is the better.
Because, like, yeah, no disrespect to the players, but I'm like, you're right. Tall and lanky would probably be a better way to put it. Because, like, they've got the power, but, like, even with Jazz, like, he's a contact guy. But, like, he's kind of one of those lanky guys. Like, he ain't corn-fed.
Well, I'm going to let the tall person on this podcast answer that.
I'm going to be honest. I see, the way I was looking at it is maybe he didn't have to use much of his upper body because he was just using leg strength and just swinging. But then I look at Cal Riley and I'm like, you're a short little stubby guy.
And I could understand your like, statement
and he was, yeah.
from the legs if they were using a long stride.
Yeah, but then they're not even Steph and he was just swinging, so... I don't know, maybe because you can hit the low pitches because you're just driving the ball down, I guess.
Maybe, yeah, I don't know. And,
like, I don't know.
It seems like we're seeing a lot of the tall players succeed really well. And I'm not just saying it because of Judge, but, like, you know, from what I'm shown as far as a Yankee fan, Spencer Jones is another one like Judge who swings and he's tall. And you got Alonzo who's decently tall. And, like, these tall players are being more and more successful, and most of the time you wouldn't expect that. I mean, Ellie's tall. He's one of those lanky guys who's got a decent amount of power.
Yeah. I don't know. Because looking at some of the pitches, the ones Cruz hit were down and in. So I don't know if he was just getting the barrel, like the sweet spot more, because he's so tall he can just stick it out there pretty much. But I don't know.
All those pitchers should be thrown into the zone that each hitter wants.
And that's what brings me to my next point. So I loved it in the finals. Okay, the rest of it was kind of a yawn fest until the finals. But Caminero against Cal Raleigh in the finals, Caminero put up a fight with his last round. He got up to 15. But even he was, like, having to tell his pitcher to put it away, because, and it almost seemed like his pitcher didn't have enough control to be throwing him BP like that.
I think his arm got tired. I'm going to be real with you. That's what I think. But how often did those coaches throw BP, third base coach?
A lot more than what we know, but going back to thrower, Eddie Perez threw for Matt Olson. That's not what he does.
No, you're not wrong.
Why didn't he get Bryce Elder? Bryce Elder gives up all the nukes.
Just saying. Just get Blewett.
I don't think any of them were there.
That's what I'm just saying.
Yeah, I don't know who was there for the Braves.
Well, that was the one thing. One of our listeners texts me and goes, is that really who he picked? I said, I guess. I said, I don't know what Olson's thinking with that decision. But I will say, Eddie threw it better than the weird sidearm guy from Minnesota for Buxton. Did you not see that?
I missed Buxton's first round.
So he kind of threw it sidearm. And I'm going to go ahead and tell you, as a guy trying to hit home runs, I don't need a sidearm. Just float it up there.
I mean, they're basically just floating it up there anyways. But, like, the only advantage like Cal Riley had when it came to the BP throwers was it's his dad.
And he's hit off of him how many times?
Higher than I can account.
Yeah.
Chris and I had part of that conversation yesterday. I've noticed, and it's happened a lot, when it's a father-son pairing, they win the home run derby. Look at Freddie. Freddie used his dad because, again, who better than the guy that's been throwing you BP since you were a kid?
Well, his dad also is a baseball coach.
Yeah.
So his dad's taught him his swing.
And he knows where to put it his kid.
Well, I mean, the catcher knew where to set up the whole entire time, too.
It was his 15-year-old
brother. I didn't know that at the time. Yeah.
Well,
I thought that was cool as crap, though.
Yeah. So I thought he was joking that his brother was going to be behind the plate. And then all of a sudden, I see him, like, fist pump. And his brother kept yelling at his dad, I need it here for him to hit it. And I was like,
He was yelling at both of them. He's like, hey, don't swing at this one. No, that's not the one you should have swung at.
Yeah.
Correcting Cal in the box.
I'm like, you got a 15-year-old telling a former University of Tennessee head baseball coach. You have him telling a major leaguer what to do. And I'm like, I kind of want to see the 15-year-old swing.
Well, Chris, you would have been doing the same thing if you were back there.
I was.
Yeah. I could hear it.
But you know what the greatest part of that whole moment was? His dad hit him one more time. I think it was great. His dad accidentally hit him, but I thought it was funny because the little brother's laughing. Cal is just like...
Just looking at him like, are you serious?
And his dad just gives him a grin. I was like, that's what I'm talking about.
I mean, the brother being the catcher did start out with the joke because MLB had to approve it. If they didn't approve it, then it would have been a joke. But since they did, they were like, hell yeah.
I feel like that's pretty awesome, though, to get to take your little brother, who's 15, to the All-Star game. Imagine what it was like for the 15-year-old to catch for his brother in the Home Run Derby.
I don't know. Did you see him hoist the trophy?
They all three held a trophy. Yeah. Like, he gave the batting one to his dad. He had the chain on, and his brother held the title belt. It was kind of cool.
You know, there's one thing I've been waiting on to talk about. How about the kid robbing the home run, okay? I was so pumped for that kid, even though... They counted it. You're not supposed to rob him, but I'm like...
Rob him! It's the home run derby. Let him have fun.
In my brain, I'm like, how many kids have had this thought of... being out in the outfield, because I'm going to be honest, I always wanted to be one of those kids growing up going, yeah, I just want to try to rob it. You imagine being the guy that just robs the home run.
The kid robbed one before Altuve did.
Yeah.
Oh! No, he went there.
Well, apparently one of the college scouts went and tried to get this kid's information.
That's awesome.
Yeah, because I'm like...
I mean, he showed some pretty good fielding. I'm not going to lie.
He didn't even need a ladder.
He jumped up, caught the ball, and even smiled afterwards. Like, he knew everyone was going to look at him.
I thought it was funny that the players were pointing at him. Like, the one player, I get it, you didn't know they counted it, but, like, Ronald was dying laughing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And it was funny because it was Caminero's home run, and I think it threw him off after that. He's like, but home run?
Yeah.
I don't even think Caminero realized that it counted.
No, because they're worried about swinging with those 40 pitches.
Yeah. See, I feel like rushing them by a time limit. Give them 40 pitches. Don't give them a time limit, though.
Yeah.
Because that's where we keep messing them up, is rushing them. And these guys get so tired. Limit it to 40 pitches. I'm okay with 40 pitches. That's enough chances for them to do it. That, you know, but I don't think we need to limit them to 2 minutes. Like, that's too fast.
How long would it take you to throw 40 pitches?
I go through a bucket with my son in like 30 minutes, and that's about 40.
How many of them are good pitches?
Well, we won't go into that.
Well, I mean, that's where the time limit comes, because I get it. You want to go back to, like, the 10-out thing, but 40 pitches to get 40 swings or 10 outs or however they want to do it, that could take an hour with some of these people.
I mean, that's fair. With a disciplined hitter, yeah.
Instead of starting it at 8 o'clock, then start that at 6 o'clock, and we can have an hour for each one. Listen,
what time do you think the first round is going to end at that point? Then
I don't care.
He thinks the first round
that's 2 a.m.
Listen, it's okay. I love the home run derby, brings back childhood memories.
If they want to allow an hour for each hitter, then you got to start that at like 9 o'clock in the morning.
I'm all for it. Let's go.
Then you don't get fans in the stadium for it.
Sure, you would.
Other than you, Chris.
Hey, listen,
other than you, remember that.
Listen, I saw a lot of kids, okay? They'd be out of school.
Good Lord.
I can out jump them, okay? I'm trying to get me a ball.
But I thought it was a good moment for Cal Raleigh and the win and everything. It's kind of it's that poetic portion of baseball, in my opinion.
Yeah. First catcher ever to win it.
Got to do it with his dad and his brother. the story comes full circle because I saw the videos on social media of him as a kid being like home run derby champion. Like, come on. Like, it's a full circle moment.
And Griffey took a picture of him hoisting the trophy, and it was the first picture taken that Seattle posted.
And said, that's another thing. I love winner, Griffey.
Last winner to win it to the new champion.
I love Griffey.
I was like, that's cool.
Him wanting to do all these photos and wanting to go into photography and doing it like that, I think it's so cool.
Well, him and Randy Johnson do it. That's the cool part. So next year, we're where for the Home Run Derby?
Philly.
All right. Who do we want to see in it to make it more entertaining? Because I hate to say it.
I already told you I want Kyle Schwarber over Bryce Harper.
Okay. So you got to give me three more NL players.
Why? They only did three NL players this year.
They don't three and three.
No, it was three and five.
Hold on.
Was it really?
Hold on.
Yeah.
Woods?
Oh.
There was eight people.
Olsen? Yeah. Yeah. The rest were all AL.
Wow. Yeah.
That is weird.
Well, I mean, again, it goes down to who says yes at the same time. Because also remember, next year, Chris, we have the WBC also.
Yeah.
So that's going to throw things into a whole loop going into regular season next year. And on top of that, next year, the Home Run Derby and everything coming off of WBC and how that season looks. Like, every year after the WBC, that season looks weird because certain players get hurt. Certain players go cold during the regular season that they weren't in the WBC, i.e. Trey Turner. Like, you never know. So that plays a big role in how next year could pan out.
Yeah.
I will say the NL won the All-Star game this year.
Did you have doubts? Did you think
I didn't have doubts that the team was going to do it because, I mean, let's be honest, the NL team looks better. But considering the fact of the track record for the NL in the All-Star game, I didn't have high hopes for NL. I kind of, you know, expected a AL. But the comeback was nice. The comeback was nice for the AL.
Yeah.
To force the swing off, quote unquote, extra innings.
I will say, I do like the swing off. I kind of like that ending in a tie. I think that should be everything in every game now. Instead of putting a runner on second, let's just go to the swing off now. No one wants to see the ghost runner on second just because.
No, let's just go do a bunt contest.
That would be fun. Because I know
I'm so tired of the home run being the primary thing in baseball.
Okay, all right, hold on.
Let's get Judge Tall behind out there trying to actually put down a bunt.
Well, I was going to say.
No, that's going to be terrible.
Okay, so this is before we go to the just how many people in the home run derby this year you think could actually lay down a bunt? Honestly.
Three of them.
Okay, what is your three? Before Rupert answers, what is your three? I'm curious.
I think if you had
that are in it this year, your three from this year.
Jazz, because he's already done it before.
Okay.
Okay. You're looking for the speedy guys. I feel like O'Neal Cruz could.
Mm.
I think his, though, would be more of a play at first base because of his speed.
Yeah.
Okay. The third being either James Wood, or it would be Brent Rooker.
Mm. All right, Rupert, what are your three?
I agree with O'Neal Cruz because growing up he had speed, so he probably learned how to bunt as a younger kid before he had his growth spurt. Jazz, I agree with also, but the third one would be Buxton.
Mm. Ooh, you know what? I did forget Buxton was in the Home Run Derby.
James Wood, no, because he grew up watching the home runs be the main thing of baseball. I bet you go ask any 12-year-old kid, they'd rather hit a home run than bunt.
Fair. Yeah, because, I mean, that's fair.
I like two out of three of y'all's picks, but I'm adding Cal Riley. Here's why I say this. The coach's kid always knows how to bunt.
That's incorrect. I know a bunch of coaches' kids that cannot bunt to save their lives.
I thought you were going to go with catcher, that maybe a catcher would to bunt on.
That was going to be my next topic, but I figured, all right, I mean, my kids can't bunt.
I wasn't trying to call you out on that one.
No, I'll be that guy.
I mean, my nephew really can't bunt. When he decides to bunt, his base is loaded two outs.
See, I can't say much. My son wants to bunt, but he doesn't have the speed to bunt.
That's for sure. I'm sorry. Sorry, Dylan. When you listen to that, I mean, I'm sorry.
100% honest with that one.
I mean, he can bunt. Don't get me wrong. He'll put it down. The problem is, he's going to get thrown out.
Well, I was going to say, the one out of the two kids, I'm going to teach bunt. We're going to see if her speed will help her bunt.
As long as she don't gallop.
Don't wish that evil upon you.
Get out the box and run.
Don't
look around. Go.
Okay. All right. So. All right. Now that I have that fear in my head, we're going to move on to the voting process of people saying no this year.
What do you mean? What voting contest?
The way the voting went, we had people in it that shouldn't have been in it. Like the Brewer guy. I don't know how to say his name.
So I'm going to stop you right there. Only the starters are voted on. Everybody else is
So
invited.
Yeah, the rest of it is just an invitation. Yeah. So your starting lineup is your all-stars. The rest that they brought with you are fillers so that they're not playing the starting lineup all night.
Oh, no. My voting problem is, we couldn't get Max Fried as the starting.
He's going to pitch. Just pitched.
Okay, so hold on. Time out on that. Because Max, so here's a funny thing, and I read the article the other day. Max Fried called up Tarik Skubal and said, hey, you know, you're the best pitcher in the league right now. I think you should start the All-Star game. And shortly after that, you know, Tarik's like, hey, you know, are you sure? You know, tried to defer it back to Max, whatever. But Max was like, no, I think this is the right call. You know, Tarik even said it's a class act by Fried, whatever. But the other thing was that Boone called him right after that, and Boone's like, yeah, you know, this is the direction we're going to go, this, that, and the other. So he found out ahead of time through Fried what was going to happen, and Fried had already talked to Boone.
I just wanted to see Fried versus Freddie.
I would have liked to see that, too.
Yeah, and it's not... It's more selfish just because I wanted to see how the reaction would be, because we've yet to see Max back in Atlanta yet, so that's why I was like, that would be cool. I have to wait a couple more days.
I was about to say, depending on when his next start is, he would have came in, but...
Yeah, I just wanted to see the Freddie Fried matchup.
Yeah.
Fried versus Ronald matchup, I thought that would have been cool.
Well, I mean, this weekend you'll get it this weekend when we play y'all.
So, why are players turning down the All-Star thing now?
Because they really just enjoy the family time.
Yeah.
That or, you know,
well, I saw Philly fans whining and crying because their player didn't get in, but apparently he got asked and he said no.
Yeah, because he pitched Sunday.
No, I get that, but like, why are fans crying that because some rookie got in?
Nobody reads the full stories.
Well, and we don't always get all the information up front. They always just say, oh, well, so-and-so's getting a start. Cool. Well, how'd he get that start?
Yeah.
And plus, the teammates didn't even know the full story when they started crying.
Yeah. Right. Because when I found out after the fact that Jacob Mizorowski was the sixth person asked, I'm like, okay, I don't feel so bad anymore.
Yeah, I just wished he had
I thought he was like the 13th.
No, he was the 6th, and then he thought about it, and then by the time he answered, he was number 13.
Okay.
Because he didn't feel right having only 12 innings pitched.
So, I mean, it sounds like 12 innings.
He's had 5 games.
Well, I mean...
6 games.
6 games.
Is it 6?
Yeah.
Okay. He didn't feel right only having 6 games and...
Which, that means he... wanted to give it to somebody else that was more deserving of it.
Yeah. Found out the others were offered, it didn't bother me.
Yeah.
Because I thought that they just asked him, you know, like one of the top of the list type guys.
Yeah. I knew right off the bat he wasn't one of the top of the list.
Yeah. I did like the mic'd up part with them calling pitches.
I did.
Which...
too much dead air.
Well, I meant Scooble and Cal's moments.
That was so weird, though. Cal hardly talked to Scooble.
Well, that's because they didn't have pitch comm.
Yeah, they don't have pitch comm.
They started asking, like, hey, what are you going to throw here? What are you going to throw here? As a catcher, why would I say that with the hitter right in front of me?
Yeah.
Right.
That's why I thought it was cool, because I was like, oh, maybe we'll get an insight. And then the coach brain was like, you're not going to know nothing. This is going to be useless.
Yep. And even Kershaw was telling you what he was throwing.
Yeah, but any pitcher could tell you what they're going to throw.
It's got to hit the zone.
Well, the batter's 60 feet away.
Yeah.
So I think doing the pitcher would have been okay, but they were trying to ask at the wrong time.
Yeah.
Like, you don't ask when a pitcher's going through his windup.
No.
But that's when they would ask most of their questions. Like, Kershaw, we all knew it was kind of a joke, because in one of his pitches, he was, Smoltz, what you want? Smoltz, what you want?
Yeah, that was kind of cool.
But then when Smoltz said a cutter inside, and then he changed it to a slider, I love how Kershaw said, I don't throw a cutter, Smoltz. And yeah. He's like, he literally almost cursed him out on live air. He's like, son of a, and caught himself. And I'm like, ha ha, yes, it's beautiful. And then he threw the slider.
Yeah, I think I did like the mic'd up segment of different players.
Well, that's always fun in the All-Star game, because the All-Star game is not taken serious.
Yeah. I don't know. Ask Kyle Tucker in his slide.
Oh, Lord. That was beautiful, though. And even Kershaw was like, that was sick.
Yeah.
I'm just going to laugh at MLB if this is Kershaw's next to last season.
I don't know.
Because they made him a legendary pick. He didn't get voted in or really invited. They were like, oh, hey, you're basically a legendary pick. Here you go. Here's another All-Star game.
I feel like this wasn't... That's the question, though. Does he continue pitching? Because we saw last night when he said, I'm a gas it in there, but only threw like 89, 90, okay?
But that's how he's been the last few seasons.
Yeah, that's...
Right, but how much longer can you sustain that in a league that's used to seeing faster than you when... And not risk your career stats over it. Like, we've had players that have played too long.
I get the point of playing too long. Now, the speed... Okay, Anthony Rizzo struck out Freddie Freeman. You don't really need speed. You just got to float it in there.
I mean...
but I get it, yeah.
But the way Kershaw pitches...
Yeah.
Speed's not always been his main thing. It's been the movement on the ball... In his locations.
I don't know, that curveball.
That curveball is still wicked.
Which is the movement, though. It's not because of the speed of it.
He struck out Vladdy, not struck him out, but he got his second strike on Vladdy on a high curveball at 78 miles an hour.
He chased it, though.
He did chase the crap. He swung early as crap on that curveball, and then it just broke.
Yeah, I can't even... give that to Kershaw, because Vladdy swung at something that Rupert would have lost his mind as the coach over there in the dugout.
I'm glad I missed it then.
Hey, I mean, hey,
it
was,
it landed like top of the zone.
It was out of the zone.
I mean, his dad also hit a home run on a ball that bounced.
Yeah, he did.
So, I mean, if you look at...
Yeah.
If you're going to hit the ball, you know.
Yeah.
What do we tell kids? If you're going to swing, commit to it.
My question is... for that strike three call. We know Ethan.
Hold on. We're talking about the one that Edwin Diaz called and tapped his head and it was barely touching the freaking zone.
I'm talking about the one in the first inning.
The one that they got for Scooble?
Yes.
That was a strike. That was a bottom of the zone strike. It was a good one.
But how does the blue call that a ball?
I don't understand how the blue called that a ball. Dan Iasonia should have known better than that one. Okay, listen, that was the problem. The problem I have with that is the frame job wasn't even bad. The frame job, you could tell, was bottom of the zone.
You ready for this? This is the real question you need to ask. How's that beanie of yours? You got a hole in it from tapping it during that pitch? I guarantee you heard
everybody in the stadium was tapping.
Oh, yeah. That was a strike. That was a dead dog down the middle. You had 6 inches in the bottom of the zone between the ball and the bottom of the zone.
Come How the on. Hell did the hitter not swing, though?
Because who was that in the box?
I don't know.
It was an NL hitter for that one. I don't remember who was in that box.
I don't, but that was... I was sitting there going...
I'll tell you what, the most G thing
because
all
night... Because that was after Marte, wasn't it?
No, that was a few hitters after Marte. That was like the second out.
Okay, hold on.
So it was after Freddie.
Yeah, it was after they gave up the two runs.
Okay, yeah.
So,
but I will
like
say...
Like the fifth or sixth hitter won those two?
I'm pulling it
Something
up.
Like that. Listen, Edwin Diaz challenged his own pitch, and that thing was barely touching the zone. I seriously thought that was a ball.
It was touching. If it's close.
That was Machado.
But that's the
thing. Oh, yeah, it was Machado. You're right on that.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's fair.
Yeah, how's Machado not swing at that?
That's a dead dog ball. You should have had it. Especially for strike three. Why don't you swing at that?
What do we tell kids all the time? If it's close, swing.
Yep, yep. And what makes all of this worse is ABS said it was a strike and it was just touching the zone.
That means it was close.
Well, you want to know why? Because the man, the myth, the JUCO king was in the stands for the home run derby. And what's the rule?
If it's touching, it's a strike.
I disagree because if I swing at that ball, the ball in question, it is an inside pitch and saws off my bat.
Well,
that's why you get your hands inside.
You got to choke up.
All the curse words for you guys. I can't say them.
Speaking of King of JUCO, I would love to see him in the celebrity softball game.
That would have been cool. You know, they got Jake from John Boy Media who played in the celebrity softball game.
And hit a little league home run.
He did. It was kind of funny.
That's not a home run.
It's a no, home this run one was errors. Literally no. This one was literally a home run. It rolled to the fence.
No, oh, no, wow. No. Was there a throwing error?
No.
Was there a fielding error?
No.
Was so the was outfield? So it was legit. We don't give any errors.
There was no errors on it.
It was an inside the park home run.
Well, no, because I only bring up that because. Rupert, Elizabeth has had an inside-the-park home run, and Rupert's like, did the center fielder make an attempt at the ball? I said, yeah, he did. Error. I said, okay. So I'm going to remember this every time Rupert tells me.
No, I watched it. It was a legit home run. They also had Nicky Cass.
Okay, who was the outfield, though? Were the outfield have any potential of throwing it in?
It's a softball.
No. Because I've seen some of those players. Listen, some of them got some skill. Like JoJo, a couple years ago, did not see her from Dance Mom being that good.
I have no clue because a lot of the outfielders at that time were musicians that I have no clue who they
are. Okay, yeah.
See, I don't know.
Do you know how much the celebrity all-star game cost to go watch it?
$10?
Yeah. Buddy went to the Future Star game and the Celebrity All-Star game Saturday. Spent a total of $40 for all four of his family members to go. I'm like, this was a missed opportunity.
I mean, because everybody wants to go and see the players play.
Well, I wanted the Future Star game just because who was the coach?
Who was the coach?
One side was Chipper. The other side had
Ron Grant.
Ron Grant. They were all like Braves players.
You know what I thought was really cool? Sending Joe Torre out for the pitcher change. It was beautiful. It was a thing of beauty.
Let's talk about this.
I missed that.
I saw it, but I've been holding it in.
Joe Torre was one of the coaches on the team for the All-Star game.
Honorary coach.
Yeah.
Why?
So they sent him out to make the pitching change. Because Joe Torre had some of the best pitcher changes ever. Come on now.
That shows how much Boone likes everyone else in his division.
Well, no.
They were picked.
So
Boone gets to pick his coaching staff. So that's why I say that is how that because Dave Roberts picked the Braves manager,
yeah,
the Marlins manager, and one more.
The Snitka and
yeah, I forget who the other one. That's why I just thought it was funny that Boone could have picked some coaches that were actually doing something good,
It was Joe Torre. Come on now. That's beautiful.
I have a lot of...
Like Joe Torre because he was part of the team that beat you. Come on now.
Exactly. A lot of hurt.
I can't
still.
Be salty over that. It was a beautiful moment. As a baseball fan, you should have just been happy for the moment.
There, it was a great moment. But do I need to bring up the 96, 97, 98 Braves?
So there's another reason why Joe Torre was there on that coaching staff.
He was also in 82 Braves with Hank Aaron.
82?
Listen.
82 was Del Murphy.
Yeah, I was trying to think. Hey, Joe Torre played with Hank.
In the 60s.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah. So with him being a big name in baseball and being from Atlanta.
Yeah.
And let's talk about Hank Aaron for a second, because around the seventh inning stretch, instead of doing a song and all that, the Braves decided to do something so beautifully tasteful, it brought a tear to my eye, and I'm not a Braves fan, okay? They took and blacked out the entire stadium, took projectors, and gave you the most beautiful just homage to his 715th home run, and literally put it on the field with the players and the situation that it was for his 715th, and shot like a bottle rocket from home plate in the direction of where this was done. Like, they're showing the date, they're showing everything. Like, it was honestly so tasteful and so beautiful. It was a recreation of the announcers and everything. Just beautiful.
Oh, yeah, it was.
Real question is, what is the Giants going to do next time they hold one?
Do you think they would do something like that for Bonds?
After what the Braves just did, yeah.
You think so? Mm. But would it be seen in the same tasteful manner? Because they did this so tastefully, no one could hate on it.
No, but the Giants are going to try to outdo it. Because technically, even though he's wrapped up in steroids, if you look at the record book,
he does have it.
He does have it.
Well, here's...
I'd rather them do something for Willie Mays.
Well, I was going to say, you could do Willie Mays, but then that's then upping the thing and telling the Reds to do something for Pete Rose then.
So here's my thought with that.
But technically, right now, Pete Rose is not the all-time hits leader anymore.
And that is true. That is true.
Isn't it like...
Ichiro?
It's Ichiro.
Is it Ichiro? Yeah.
It's Ichiro.
Well, I didn't know, because since they incorporated the stats from the Negro League era...
It's still Ichiro. I think he's up by like 20...
The problem with them adding that was it's not consistent. Because not records were fully kept.
During the segregation era, there wasn't a whole lot of stat keeping, bookkeeping accurately that they could do like they can now.
Yeah.
And yeah. I think that's why they don't credit all of Hank Aaron's during the segregation era either, because, you know, he hit more than 715 home runs over his career.
Yeah.
They just weren't all documented the way that one was, you know. But I will say, since we brought the subject of the Giants up, you saw they did a bobblehead for Barry Bonds lately. I wonder if this is Barry Bonds' way of trying, like, because he's started to be more active and in the baseball community like that. I wonder if he's trying to pull a Pete Rose type thing.
Well, I mean, he was even a hitting coach for the Marlins at one point, maybe another team as well. But he's not really trying to make amends for anything. He's just trying to make himself even better than what it was, because I've seen videos where he's like, it doesn't matter what you throw, how fast you throw, I'm still hitting a home run off of you.
Yeah, okay. Now that you open that box, I don't know. I don't think he could hit a Skeens pitch.
That's words that came out of his mouth.
Yeah, no. I've seen that lately, and I'm like, how do you, I don't know. I just don't see it.
Yeah, I can agree with that. But back to the All-Star game, though. What about that catch at first base that robbed that robbed Jazz of a hit, but it was a beautiful play by Olsen. I couldn't even be mad.
I loved it, but also hated it at the same point.
Because that ball slammed off the bat right down first baseline. Would have been fair, but he caught that thing right over the bag. Beautiful.
So I'll tell you why I love it and I hate it. Love it because it was a great play. You want to know why I hate it? It's a rare occasion that he makes that play.
Is it really?
It's Rupert. Yeah. Rupert, am I wrong?
I don't even know what play you're talking about, but I'm going to say yeah.
So he made like a diving slide play off of like right at first base off of a line drive hit from Jazz, and it was stung. It was a fast throw, but he just reacted perfectly and caught it.
I mean, really, 9 out of 10 first basemen aren't going to make that play ever again in history.
You think so?
Yeah.
Man.
If the way y'all are describing it, it was hit so hard, it's a 1 in 10 chances.
That was the ninth inning. Oh, that was the last inning with Jazz as at bat, because it was right before. So he was the second out, first or second out. And he hit it, and it would have tied the game because Witt had already run across. Witt standing at second base when Jazz hit that ball.
I mean, it just sounds like a play that you're not going to see made really that often. Sometimes Freddie doesn't even move that fast. And no. Freddie's one of the best defensive first basemen in baseball history.
Yeah. Because Kyle Tucker made a beautiful, flashy play. It was kind of cool to see some of these guys make the nice, fancy plays. And I will say one thing is we saw a lot from the smaller
market guys.
The small market teams, yeah.
I do have a question, though.
Okay.
Did y'all see the banana catching outfield by Will Smith?
What?
If you go to the first inning, look at Will Smith's catching gear.
Okay, hold on.
I'm
gonna pull up the game right now. Hold on.
It was so bright. I don't know how you didn't see it.
I missed the first inning of.
I missed part of it because I got called at work.
I missed the NL in the field the first inning. I caught them batting. My dog had. Oh, I see this now.
Huh, yeah, you're right. He did wear some bright yellow. That's interesting.
I did think it was.
Wonder why.
That's what I'm trying to find out, because it's like, I know Harris and Ronald, they do yellow.
Well, he did yellow, but it was like he had a weird pattern right there in the middle of his.
Yeah, that makes
too, like purple and blue.
Makes no sense. That's why I'm saying it's like a banana.
That's strange, because it's not even like, well, I will say.
But then it's his Dodgers mask.
Yeah, I don't understand that. I will say Skeens looked good coming out.
He threw one pitch.
I mean, still. It's Skeens, though. He's just, it's I like watching Skeens pitch in general. It's beautiful. And we might not always get this level of Skeens, okay? His arm can't last forever. Not the way he throws.
I'm tired of seeing him in the All-Star game.
I'm tired of him starting.
2 years. Come on.
2 years, two starts.
I think there's
other more favoritism with him, though.
Like, really, if this was Kershaw's last hoorah, let him be the starter.
I agree.
If you're going to make it such a big deal that Kershaw's a legendary invitee, pick, whatever you want to call it, let him start it.
Yeah.
Here's my question. If the Dodgers repeat, right, do you think Kershaw retires?
Yes. I think he retires no matter what. I'm sold on that he's only still on the roster and hasn't retired yet, because I hate to say it, he's better than what they got.
Well, I think he wanted to only come back because he knew how close he was to 3,000.
Yeah.
Now he's at like 3,003, but like still, like you're not going to make another 1,000 strikeouts, so you know, let's
But how far is he away from like win milestone?
Hold on,
that's a good question.
Let me pull it up. I
My thing with Paul Skeens is, like Chris said, two all-stars, two starts. Like, give it to somebody else. Let another team be front and center.
Yeah, I mean, you're not wrong. So I've got the all-time wins leaders right now. I'm trying to see if where Kershaw is on this list.
And plus, so in career, he has hold on.
Yeah, if you can just tell me how many wins he has in his career, I can find him on the list.
I don't know that off the top of my head.
I was hoping Chris had Kershaw's stats.
I do, but I had to scroll down. So I'm trying to make sure this is wins. So he has 216 wins.
Oh, 216.
He might try to go for 250.
So 216, he is tied at number 88 with Curt Schilling, Charlie Huff, and Wilbur Cooper.
Yeah. So
I think if he comes back, he's trying to get 250 wins, depending on how the rest of the season goes.
Yeah, because if he gets the 250, he makes himself
a guarantee. He's a guaranteed Hall of Famer with 250.
Yeah, because that puts him in the top 50. Did you know Verlander has 262 wins?
Yeah.
That's kind of cool. I didn't know that.
So, that also adds to Verlander and Kershaw. Both near the end of their career. Why didn't they do something for Verlander?
I think Verlander stays playing longer, though.
But neither of them have ever said, I'm almost done.
Yeah, it's not like last year, or was it last year with Melky?
No, it was a couple
years. Yeah, with Melky and Pujols.
Yeah, if we know it's their last year, I have no issue doing what they did. But Kershaw has not said he's done after this year.
No, but Kershaw has said in the past, and with his last injury, he wasn't going to retire until the Dodgers won another World Series, which they just won last year. Which is why I say if they repeat this year, I think Kershaw retires. Because he didn't get to pitch last year because he was injured. And I think his thing is he wants to pitch in another
World Series. He hasn't really pitched in that many World Series that they've been in because he always has the same back injury.
Yeah.
He's not very good in the postseason.
Well, that's why I think that like this would be his chance to do it if they repeat this year. That's why I say if they repeat this year, he's done.
As cool as that sounds, I hope they don't and he still retires. I don't need one of our hosts' father calling in and telling us how great it is to be a champion. We still owe him dinner already because my team ain't catching him.
Your team's not catching him? My team might see him there.
I don't care who wins it as long as it ain't the Dodgers or the Yankees.
But if you have to choose out of those two, you'd rather hear it from him.
No.
No?
Why not me? I'm not that bad.
I'd rather hear it from my dad.
See, I'd rather hear it from him. But then you'd
have to hear it all the time, every day.
He can just go to work.
Yeah.
Fair.
See, I'd rather him win it, because here's why. We know it'll be another 10 years before they win it again.
Screw you, but you're right.
I heard the Yankees were in trade for Altuve. Put him in left field.
I keep hoping that we just trade for Eugenio Suarez. We can get him out of the National League, which he'll stop hurting you guys, and bring him to the AL.
Why wasn't he in the home run derby?
I don't understand that.
So that was.
I saw people complaining about that.
That was something else I was going to bring up. Why? I want to know how the home run derby is decided, because I think there should be a rule where the champion should have to come back every year. Defend your title. Unless you're hurt. You know?
I mean, that'd be kind of cool.
How
many repeats would you have in that case?
No, Alonso won it twice. Griffey won it, was it three times? Yeah, Griffey won it three times in the 90s. So, I mean, I don't care if it's a repeat champion. Because here's why. At least you know going in, there's somebody that you know that can do it.
I mean, that's fair.
I mean, the only reason I was rooting for Cal is catcher. I'm starting to, you know. And
it kind of looks like one of our co-hosts.
Yeah. Listen, once my wife pointed that out, that he kind of looked like Rupert, I'm gonna put a side-by-side on the I'm gonna get a good picture of him, and I'm gonna put a side-by-side and say, "Long lost twin."
Nope.
And he's only saying that because here's the thing: would you disagree with me if Cal went to Florida?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. Right, touche. I just figured it was the Florida State thing, you know.
Honestly, I didn't know he went to Florida State until they were showing all those pictures.
I didn't either. Not even gonna lie.
I ain't gonna lie. The only Florida State catcher I ever knew of was Buster Posey.
Same.
Fair.
Do you think he hangs it up soon, Buxton?
Yes, I think he's got 3 more years.
No.
Really? You think he hangs it up sooner than the next 3 years?
Yeah.
Why? Like, bro's still good.
Just like Kershaw. He's on the injured list 90% of the time. The only reason Buxton did the home run derby is because he's from Georgia.
Yeah, fair. He wanted his son to bring him out Gatorade.
Yeah, because his son asked him, how many more times am I going to get to?
Yeah.
I mean, I can agree. I can see that. I mean, Buxton still did well.
He did.
And he's normally a pretty good hitter. So I'm really just kind of wondering if that's, you know.
And if you remember how he came into the league.
No, I don't.
It's changed. Chris, do you remember how he came into the league?
No, but once you probably say it, it'll probably jar something in my brain.
Kind of like the first Ellie De La Cruz.
Oh, yeah.
He was going to small ball you and use his speed.
Fair. The game has changed a lot since he, yeah. I can see what you're saying, yeah.
Because when he first came in, you'd never think you'd see him in a home run derby.
No, yeah. He's not normally a home run hitting guy. He's normally good for about 20 to 40 a year.
Yeah. You know who surprised me? I know we're flip-flopping. But I was kind of impressed with James Wood.
In the home run derby.
Yeah.
Well, you didn't know what you were going to get from him.
No,
but you kind of expected some flashes of decency, you know. He still played strong and, you know, again, a rookie. So,
what's up with these belts they're wearing?
They're trying to get flashier and flashier, it seems, every year for the All-Star game and everything. Like, they're just showing off. I will say they don't take, and the reason I say they don't take the All-Star game seriously is more so because this is like a relaxed game for them. It's just, let's play, let's have fun, you know, kind of thing.
I don't know. You might want to recheck that. Ronald running from first to home, okay, on a ground ball to the outfield.
That was a hard hit ball, and Judge jogged over there. So, yeah. Too many J's in the row.
I will say, I was more disappointed in Judge not hitting anything.
Hey, can I tell you something? That's just a preview for this weekend.
Someone should have just intentionally walked him. Just intentionally walk him in the All-Star game. Make it funny. Like, that would have been the funnier part.
See, that's an awesome play right there. Look.
Well, okay. See, so this makes up for the play he made in the ninth, because if he bobbled it like that as a first baseman, really surprised. So I did miss this in the seventh inning where Olsen missed that play at first. So I guess he kind of had to redeem himself in the ninth.
Yeah.
We're kind of like just rewatching the game slowly as we talk about all this.
I wish I could have got one of the pins. I wish they would have done the logos. They did a Waffle House pin that said All-Star Game.
I would have wanted it. See, that would have been cool.
That would have been a cool logo to do.
That's how you know he's a Jags fan for football.
How is that?
I listen.
I'm sorry.
Listen.
Oh, yeah.
He likes Waffle House.
Hey, listen. James Wood said if he won the home run derby, he was going to go to Waffle House.
Yeah.
Listen, Waffle House is a thing, people. It is an American pastime.
I love Waffle House, but it's also the Jags quarterback's favorite restaurant, and I hate Waffle House now.
Listen, as a Floridian, that's how I gauge if I need to evacuate for a hurricane.
Exactly.
If Waffle House is open, I'm okay.
Waffle House does sound good right now.
Listen, stop talking about, like, you keep bringing up food. No.
He's got donuts back there.
I know, but I can't reach him and do the podcast.
I don't need to hear nom 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 while you're eating them.
Sure would.
Why, you don't hear it already?
Listen, we don't need to hear him chewing on that.
How did y'all like the umpire besides the one bad call? I felt like these guys were pretty good.
Well,
I mean,
this should be their
best,
better crew.
It's not your all-star crew that you
take. It should be your all-star of umpires.
I mean, yeah, but at the same time, I feel like we should get them for the World Series rather so much than the all-star game.
Yeah.
I don't want to see your worst, but I don't want to see your best in the all-star game.
Well, they're going to do it by crews.
Yeah, I know.
So, I'd rather have the best crew for World Series and then individual umpires that have made the good calls.
Okay, so the best crew for the World Series, and you get like the top five ranked umpires.
Yes.
I could see that. I also feel like, though, we should get the top five for the World Series because the crews aren't always the best
they put together. They do change the crews for playoffs.
Okay.
Because you need more of them.
I just really hope they go with a ranking system. Like, there already is a fan-created, metric-created ranking for the umpires. I feel like the MLB needs to adopt that and be like, hey, we're going to start ranking you guys, and the best of the best get to be brought for the World Series. It might actually make them pick up their game and do better.
They do have a ranking system.
I mean, I meant where they actually use.
Where they actually, like.
They do. If not, we would add Angel Hernandez in World Series.
I mean, fair.
That is true. So we just have others now.
Well, yeah, but we take the bottom five and get rid of them.
So you know what? I have a question for y'all. I've been thinking about this after watching this game. How many of our top 10 players actually made the All-Star game?
Not many, actually, this season, because All-Stars, like, it was kind of interesting.
Well, the only reason I bring this up is I see my boy, catcher, coming up the bat. You know, y'all laughed at me, and I'm just saying, my boy Kirk, he might be big, but buddy put in work. Okay.
Alejandro Kirk is...
Look,
is the best
there.
Framer in the game.
Mm.
Why? He basically just has to stand there. It ain't like he's squatting or anything.
Yeah, I was going
to
say.
I mean, he's kind of just a wall. He's wide enough to cover the whole backstop.
Listen, I'm going to tell you. I wish, after watching him, I want to see, bring back charging the plates. I mean, like, running through the catcher. Because I want to see who's got the guts to say... As they're rounding third. Oh, that's Kirk. Do it?
We don't want players hurt.
Chris. I don't think any player can really get that low.
I don't see anybody.
He is short.
I think they would go over with him standing straight up.
Yeah. No, the only reason I brought that up is because I was like, I didn't realize how short he was till on the foul ball and the catcher stood up and I'm like, for the NL. And I was like, oh, you really are that short.
He's literally a backstop, Chris. He's just tall enough to... be the backstop, okay?
There's only one player shorter than him.
Yeah, Jose Altuve.
Yeah, that would be the only person that would be able to run into him.
Oh, man.
And not have Kirk hit him in the gut.
I still think it was funny the year that the 2017 All-Star game when Judge picks up Altuve, or maybe it wasn't 2017, maybe it was 2022 or something. But he, like, judges 6'7" behind, picks up Altuve, and it was just funny.
I do have a question for you, Ethan.
Mm. Yes.
Oh.
Since you had an issue with every team being represented in the All-Star game.
Uh-huh.
Do you still have a problem with the Rockies player that was...
The one they picked is actually probably their best player. Hunter Goodman, probably one of their best players.
So, dumb question. Who was the Astros player this year? I
think it was a pitcher.
Oh, okay.
I think
they took a bunch of pitchers because the pitchers only pitched one inning.
Yeah.
Unless you were Kershaw, then you only pitched like two.
Actually, if you look at the stat line, and I saw this earlier, because normally it is an inning, a lot of them only got two outs. That was it.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Because I did see that, like, Kershaw only got two outs.
Yeah.
But the one that pitched the longest was Scooble.
Are like, you going to go take him out?
He got, like, six batters. Now, I understand he was the starter, but yeah. still.
Well, he got six batters in one inning.
Yeah.
Fair.
I will say, Ohtani and Ronald made him look bad.
No.
They were out. So, okay.
Those were normal outs, but they were hit so softly.
Oh.
Yeah, there was nothing that could have been done.
I only saw the Ronald one. I just saw Ohtani.
Ohtani's bloop was literally just over the second baseman or shortstop, but they were just behind the second base bag. Like,
yeah, he just threw the bat out and got lucky.
Yeah.
Ronald was a slow roller to second base, but his speed, there was nothing happening.
Yeah, so the hits, I hate to say, were fluky, but they were kind of like those. Maybe they make a play, maybe they don't. So Marte's
hit was the only real actual hit.
In that first inning, yeah.
Okay. See, I missed the Ohtani one, but I heard Ronald hit the ball, but I was in the kitchen, and I was like, oh.
Yeah, no, because like the Scooble looked like Scooble. He did his job. He even said, he's like, they made us look bad out there. And like, while he's mic'd up, he's like, man, they kind of made us look bad. And then right after that, they're getting outs.
Yeah.
So even Raleigh's like, okay, we just got to change some things up. But that's, again, this is a catcher who never plays with this pitcher, learning how this pitcher's stuff works on the fly.
Yeah, I did learn something. How many pitches do you think Paul Skene has?
Seven.
I didn't know that. I thought he only had like five.
Yeah, he's got like,
MLB, he only really throws five.
Listen.
It depends on which ones he has a feel for. That's why he has seven, so that he can eliminate the ones that don't do well and cling to the ones that do.
Well, and I think four of those pitches, two of them go one way, basically the same, just different rotation on the ball. And same thing with the other two. They go the same direction, have basically the same movement, but he has a better feel on that.
Yeah, his sweeper, his slider, and his curveball all have similar break in the same direction. His changeup, his two-seam, and his cutter have similar break. And then his fastball is just flat. His four-seam is just flat. But I will say that fastball travels too fast for anybody to hit it for it to be that flat. So, you know what? Do your job, bro.
Yeah. All right. I think that's enough for the All-Star. Rupert, do you have trivia?
I was going to do something for All-Star, but it would have been too difficult for y'all.
No, that's fine. Because we are going to call this an episode, and, you know.
Fair enough.
Talk smack to the Yankee fan for the rest of the week, you know.
Listen, you guys.
You're coming into our town.
Yeah.
This ain't the All-Star. You're not welcome anymore.
You sure?
As long as you take me to Waffle House, I don't care.
Well, we might just put them right in the chop house, you know?
I meant everyone else did. I've seen some land on them. And what's worse, you ready for this? You know what the worst part is?
What's that?
The one Odell Cruz hit and hit the dude holding the food, that was two rows up from where I was sitting the last time I went. I was so salty. My wife's like, you know how many home runs you could have caught? I said, just
none.
Yeah, he wouldn't have seen them.
Yeah. All right, on that note.
Maybe if they were hit to his left side, maybe.
My comment wasn't directed at not being able to see. Those things were hit hard.
So I got a glove. It's in the air. I got a shot.
Well, listen, you can't field it on the ground. We've seen that short ground ball to second base. Slow as slow can be.
At a shortstop.
On that note, we will see you later.
Later.